I'm going to talk a little bit about major scales, but before we do, I want to say I assume you know about the musical alphabet, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and as you continue to the next octave, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, I finished off with. We had talked briefly about the major scale when you use those natural notes, which the regular letter names are referred to as, the natural notes starting on C. So you have C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. That is the C major scale. Now, the interval between each of these letter names is not the same. Mostly, it's a whole step from C to D or from D to E. But from E to F is a half step, a smaller by one half interval. And from F to G is another whole step. We're back to whole step again from G to the next A in the higher octave. A to B is a whole step. And B to C, though, is the other half step. So if you remember that between B and C and between E and F, those letter name combinations is a half step and everywhere else is a whole step, you can kind of keep this formula in mind. Now, when you start on C and you create the C major scale, you can take all these adjacent intervals, whole steps and half steps, and put together the full formula. The formula for a major scale is whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. So it's two whole steps, then a half step, three more whole steps, then a half step. Sounds like this, from the first note, then a whole step, another half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, finally a half step. Again, from the first note to the second note, whole step, second to third, whole step, third to fourth, half step, fourth to fifth, a whole step, fifth to sixth, another whole step, sixth to seventh, a whole step, and finally at the end, a half step, from the seventh note up to the eighth, which is an octave above our starting note. Sometimes it's useful to think of a whole step as the number two and a half step as the number one. Then it reduces to the formula of 2-2-1-2-2-2-1. It's like a phone number. So if we start on a note other than C, we'll need, if we're going to adhere to that formula, we're going to need to use some of these notes that we have been skipping, some of the chromatic notes, a C sharp perhaps, or a G flat. And we're going to test this formula out on some different starting notes and find out how the chromatic notes are introduced. Now, to create a major scale, you need to do two things. Use the formula I was just talking about, whole steps and half steps in the right order. And you also need to use all the different letter names of the alphabet. And that second rule there will help you determine whether you should call a note G sharp or A flat, the same sound, and has two different names. So if we take this formula and start, instead of on C, let's start on G, and go whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. Starting here, we come up with the following notes. Here's the G. A whole step above that gets us to A. And of course, A to B is another whole step. Then we need a half step, and that conveniently gets us to C. A whole step will get us to D. Another whole step will get us to E. Another whole step now gets us to a note that's a half step higher than F. And since we need to use the F letter name to use all the letters, we'll call it F sharp. And that same sound in some other scale might be called G flat, but in this one, in the scale of G major, seventh note is F sharp. And then a half step at the end gets us to G, which is an octave higher than our starting note. So the letter names were G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, then G. So in that particular key, we needed one sharp, only one sharp, and it was F sharp. Now, if we started on a different note, let's say the note not F sharp, but regular, ordinary F natural, what would happen? Start on F, go a half step, I mean a whole step to adhere to the formula. Second note would be G. Another whole step would get us to the third note, and that's letter A. Now, the next interval is a half step. This note is actually a half step lower than B. We haven't used the letter B yet in the scale, so we'll call it B flat. A sharp would actually be the wrong name because we've already used the letter A, and now we're half step above that is B flat. Then a whole step gets us to C. Another whole step will get us to D. Another whole step gets us to E. And the final note is F, an octave above our starting note. So we had F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, and F. So that scale needed one flat, B flat. F major uses one flat, it's a B flat. All the other letter names are natural notes. Now, if we keep using that same formula, which is whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step, and start on A, the letter A, then we have this series of notes. A, and then the next second note is B, that's a whole step. The next note is a whole step, but remember B to C is only a half step, so we have to go to C sharp. So C sharp's the third note. Fourth note is a half step above that for D. Then we need a whole step to get to the fifth note, that's E. A whole step to get to the sixth note. Now E to F is only a half step, so to get to the right sound, we need to go to F sharp. And then from F sharp, another whole step to G sharp, and then a half step at the end to get to A. So the sound, that typical major scale, but when starting on A, you need to use three sharps. The notes A, B, C sharp, a D, an E, an F sharp, a G sharp, and then an A. So the key of A major uses three sharps, and the sharps are first C sharp comes in the scale, then F sharp and G sharp at the end. Let's do one more example. This will be starting on a note with a flat name, E flat. Now we just start on that note, but still use the same formula, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. So starting on the E flat, a whole step above that will get us to F. Now remember, E and F is only a half step, but we started on an E flat. So a whole step, and we're just at a regular F. And then a whole step above that to get to the third note is to G. Half step to get to the fourth note is to A flat. A whole step would get us to A, but we need a half step here, A flat. Then another whole step from the fourth note to the fifth note will get us to B flat. A half step lower than B. Another whole step above the B flat will get us to C. Remember, B and C is a half step, but B flat to C is a whole step. And then from there to get to the seventh note is a whole step. That gets us to D. And finally, half step at the end gets us to E flat. So E flat used three flats. E flat, an F, a G, an A flat, a B flat, a C, a D, and then another E flat at the end. Now the fact we started on a flat and ended on a flat, we only count one of them. So we start on E flat, we used an A flat and a B flat, three different flats, even though as I named them, we did say the flat word four times. E flat, F, G, A flat, B flat, C, D, and ending with E flat. So that's just a little discussion of four examples. The key of C major, quick review. The key of C major had no sharps or flats, but the examples we followed after that, key of G major needed only one sharp to adhere to the formula, and that was F sharp, and a half step at the end to get to G. So the notes of G major, G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. And then we did F major. F major needed one flat, B flat, and all the other notes were natural. So it was F to G to A to B flat to C to D to E to F. One flat in F major. Then we went to A major. A major needed three sharps. Started on A, used A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A. Adhering to that same formula, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. And finally, we did E flat. Again, adhering to the formula, E flat to F, G, A flat, B flat, C, D, and E flat. So it's by adhering to the two rules, using the formula and using all of the letter names of the alphabet, that will help determine whether you should call a sound a sharp name or a flat name.